Going to college, it's really expensive. I'm having a baby, they're really expensive. I sell books though, they're really good. You should also subscribe.
Little bubble, we'd expect to see differences in different directions, but we don't. So the cosmic microwave background is uniformed extremely, and Hubble's law holds in every direction we look. That's strong evidence that the expansion is happening everywhere, not just in our patch. This is why cosmologists use the cosmological principle. Do you know what that is?
Just go ahead and say whatever you're going to say. I got to look something up.
Okay, so it's the assumption that on large scales, the universe is homogeneous and isotropic. It looks the same everywhere and in every direction. It's supported by, you know, observations. The cosmic microwave background is uniform, and galaxy surveys show the universe is evenly distributed on scales beyond about 100 megaparsecs. So if the expansion were only local, we'd see a preferred direction or a center. We don't. So the simplest explanation is that the expansion is happening everywhere. And I talked to Dr. Blitz about this yesterday, and he said that he would say it's pretty plausible, and even he would say, yeah, the whole universe is expanding. So scale factor is increasing. And by the way, the universe is the space and time is infinite, right? How can space and time grow? How do you add to an infinity? Can you answer that?
Mathematically, we know you can do that kind of thing.
Oh, mathematically? Where? Point to the math.
I'm not a mathematician.
Where's the math? Because that's just special pleading then.
God, you don't know what, you don't even know your fallacies.
Yeah.
Going back to isotropy, special pleading is when you make an exception for something. And not knowing off the top of my head, an example of that is not special pleading. So anyways.
Yeah, it is.
I'd assume that if I made a claim
that you'd want me to know.
Do you know that isotropy doesn't just apply to the expanding universe?
Okay, muted me. Is the universe isotropic, yes or no?
I don't think you know what that actually means. What does it mean?
Oh, coming from the guy that just now searched up and thinks that he knows exactly what it means now.
No,
would you mind showing us what you searched up?
I will gladly tell you, but I'm doing an investigation right now.
It's going to be on ChatGPT.
Yes, it is, because I wanted to know if two separate ideas were... I wanted to know if these two separate ideas were connected or not. Because I didn't know if they were connected or not. And so I wanted to look up that answer. But I'm asking you, do you know what isotropy is?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. But before I do, don't you...
Okay.
Don't you...
When you're ready to tell me, let me know. Yeah, I don't... I'm not taking tips from you.
What's isotropy? Why do you say it like that?
Oh, you don't know. Chad, it doesn't know what isotropy is.
I'm talking about the universe being isotropic.
Yeah, what does it mean that the universe is isotropic? You're muted.
Oh, I was on mute.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, stop muting me. Oh my God. Why do you keep doing this?
Because you don't answer any questions.
I'm trying to answer the questions.
You could have answered it 5 times by now.
Listen, okay, isotropic just means the same in all directions.
Okay, what else is isotropic in physics?
In cosmology, the universe is said to be isotropic because on the largest scale...
You're reading a script!
In every direction. I said
in cosmology, the universe is said... You're definitely reading off of a script. So, you know that Maxwell's equations necessitate isotropy, right?
What is that?
So you don't know.
Because you're reading off of you don't even know what that is. I know what it is. I don't even know what you're talking about. What'd you say?
Yeah. What an incredible sentence. You contradicted yourself.
I never claimed to know what it is.
The end of your sentence contradicted the beginning of it.
Say that.
I don't even know what that is. I know exactly what that is.
I bet.
Yes, you did. That's exactly what you said. We're going to rewind the tape.
You're just misrepresenting what I'm saying.
You said, I don't even know what that is. And then you said, I know what that is. Or we're going to listen to it.
Yeah, I'm saying it sarcastically. Like, why should I know what that is? Do you know what sarcasm is? Like, holy
blood. Oh, now you're retconning history.
No, you're the one who's retconning history. Like, what the fuck?
I know you are, but what am I? God, you have such a midget brain.
Universe is infinite, but it's fucking expanding. Make that make sense.
There's no such thing as fucking expanding. Okay.
So the universe isn't expanding. Okay, guy.
Okay. You can come back, but we have to listen to this, and we can't hear it with you talking. You're going to try desperately to talk over it, so we can't hear you contradicting yourself.
So you don't know. Because you're reading off of ChatGPT. You don't even know what that is. I know what it is. I don't even know what you're talking about. What'd you say?
I know what it is. I don't even know what you're talking about. What did you say? That's what you said. You said, I know what it is. I don't even know what you're talking about. Those two. Let's listen to it again.
You're
you don't know.
Off of ChatGPT. You don't even know what that is. I know what it is. I don't even know what you're talking about. What'd you say?
Oh, man.
Hello.
Hi, Matt. So Maxwell's equations imagine electromagnetic waves as spheres that expand.
What is an electromagnetic wave? Can you explain that?
It imagines electromagnetic waves as spheres that go out in all directions at the speed of light uniformly. There are young Earth creationists that have imagined anisotropic synchrony conventions for electromagnetism. So they try to argue that the speed of light is different in different directions, but you'd have to completely replace all of electromagnetism for that. So this wasn't me even trying to knowledge bomb you or something. I was just trying to I just wanted to know, wait a minute, this whole isotropy thing, it doesn't just apply to the expansion of the universe. That's not the only thing that has to be uniform in expansion. It also applies to electromagnetism. And no, I'm not reading a script for that. I'm kind of reading a mental script because I've written books. And in my most recent book,
okay, I don't care.
In my most recent book, I discuss the one-way speed of light. Right here.
No,
the one-way speed of light might be instantaneous.
No, I know. Creationist claim. What you're talking about. It's okay.
I debunked it. So anyways. What do you want to talk about?
I know you know what you're talking. I know you're not like, you know, I know you're not dumb. But yeah, anyways, let's just not even talk about the universe. I already know I can prove that, but let's talk about evolution.
Okay, yeah, okay. What about it?
Can you prove common ancestor?
Do you know what it means to prove something? It means to present evidence. Yes, I can do that.
Okay, what's the evidence?
All life on the planet is related. That is a necessary entailment
of
universal common ancestry. Shares genes. That's what it means to be related.
Shares genes.
That's the scientific test.
Okay. So are you just like trying to say that like the sequences, like the DNA sequences from the chimpanzee genome?
All genomes of all organisms
is that the paper
overlap at least some gene. Universal relatedness among life forms on Earth. Proof positive of common ancestry.
So yeah, I looked at that paper. It doesn't actually prove that a common ancestor, just proves similarities.
Again, I don't know what you think prove means. Prove means to for science
just shows
is
evidence
science is inductive. Human. So what we need to do is find evidence. I have all of the evidence.
Yeah, I'm looking at the same evidence, and I'm just coming to the debate is over the evidence. You can't just assume that your conclusion follows from the evidence because it doesn't.
Yes, you can. That's
not automatically. No, you can't prove a common ancestor with your one piece of evidence alone. You can't.
It's not one piece of evidence. It's
the fossils.
It's trillions of pieces of evidence.
Fossils, the DNA, the anatomy, all of these things, we are looking at all the same evidence and we're coming to a different conclusion.
That's what you're doing, yeah, because
there's counter examples. I don't know what you're talking about.
There are counter arguments. There's no counter
examples.
There's no counter models or anything like that.
No, it's the same evidence. It satisfies all the evolution evidence and just has a different conclusion. That's literally the definition of a counter example.
I don't care if somebody's going to say, after all the evidence has been gathered and they contributed nothing, if they turn around and say, well, yeah, I know that this is what the evidence has to look like for evolution to be true, but my God is magical and it could make it look that way too. That's not evidence.
No, you need evidence that proves a common ancestor. You haven't shown
yes.
that.
Yes, I have. All life on the planet is related. That is a necessary fact of evolution. Can evolution produce organisms that aren't related? Keep in mind the answer is no.
You're saying that we're related. You're saying we are related?
Try again.
You can't prove a relation.
Try again. Can evolution produce organisms that aren't related?
What'd you say?
Can evolution produce organisms that aren't related?
Can evolution produce organisms that aren't related?
That is the question.
I don't even know what that question's asking. Like, what the fuck does that mean? What does that actually mean?
This guy stinks!
Can evolution produce organisms that aren't related?
Okay, do you have a mommy and a daddy?
Yes. This is a very bad analogy.
What would be the only possible way that if we looked at your DNA, we would conclude that you didn't come from your mommy and daddy? What's the only way that's possible?
Show me one monkey that I share DNA with right now.
Show me where I can go
get a test done and I can see that I'm actually physically related to a monkey right now. Like how I cope with my mom and dad. Dude, show me how I do that.
You can just read scientific papers where it has already been
I looked
done.
At your papers. I already looked at your paper in 2003, 2002. It doesn't say anything about common ancestor.
Well, I could get you one from... does 2019 sound better?
I don't care what year it's from. Just great. Because it's from 2002
molecular analysis of the complete genome of a simian foamy... Oh, that's a virus? What? Highlighted gib... Wait, what? Oh, this is about viruses. I'm sorry. The complete great ape genome... There's a paper that came out really recently that goes over this, but I can't remember the title. Oh, yeah. Complete sequencing of the ape genome. Yeah, this is from 2025. So there we go.
Wait, let me take a screenshot. Hold on.
So it's got.
Go to the.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Complete sequencing of ape genome.
So what does this show us? What is this proving?
It's just a more thorough genomic analysis of the. The Human Genome Project, they did that for all the great apes. And so now we have complete versions of it. And so, yeah, you can go through there and you can see...
What does this prove?
It proves that they all share huge numbers of genes with each other and with us. So that's exactly the sort of thing you were looking for.
Hold on. You said... It proves that we share genes?
Yes, that's what it means to be related to something.
No, that's not what that means. What are you talking about?
Can evolution produce organisms that aren't related to each other?
So, okay, that's a weird question, but I mean...
It's not. Let's see if you can understand middle school science. When a mommy and a daddy make a baby, does the baby have DNA that came from mommy and daddy?
I'm saying they're like...
Does the baby have DNA that came from mommy and daddy?
Well, you're just not going to let me talk. So what are we doing here?
Did the 10 seconds of silence and me not muting you in that time somehow make you think that you weren't allowed?
Yes or no. You're not going to let me talk. This is just
it's a yes or no question. Does a baby have DNA it got from mommy and daddy?
I'm trying to answer your question. You said, can evolution produce organisms that aren't related?
Yeah, and you can't answer that question. You said so. You don't understand it. So I'm going to like fifth grade science to try to see if we can work you up to there. This is the warm-up, okay?
No, the answer is no.
A baby doesn't have DNA that it got from mommy and daddy?
Wait, is this the same question? Can evolution produce organisms that aren't related? Because the answer to that question is no.
No, is this great. Same question? Is all life on the planet related? Yes. Ergo, proof positive of evolution. What do you want to talk about next? Oh, here, I have to give you one of these. You're the first person to ever earn one of those. What do you want to talk about next?
I'm saying that evolution does not create organisms from scratch that are completely unrelated to anything else. I'm saying like every organism is a branch, right? On this vast interconnected tree, right?
Yep, you're describing evolution. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm saying that some are so distantly related that they can be considered unrelated.
No.
Right?
No. You share genes even with bacteria.
They can still evolve similar traits through a process.
You don't evolve the exact same gene
this
sequence.
It's called convergent evolution.
You're using what's the program you use? You were shaming me for using ChatGPT.
I'm not using anything ChatGPT. I've talked about these things thousands of times. This isn't anything new.
Thousands of times. That's a lie. Anyways.
Yeah, coming from the guy that's literally having to use ChatGPT about something he wrote a book on. Like what?
Right. So like I said, I never actually told you what I was doing. What I wanted to look up was, does the uniform expansion of the universe cause the isotropy of electromagnetism? I didn't know if that was actually, if those things were like intrinsically connected like that. And it's kind of saying, it says yes, but indirectly. And it says they're caused by the same underlying idea, which is rotational symmetry. Now, I'm not a physicist, so I can't tell you that. I can't really expand on that. If I read up on it, I would understand it a little better.
What did you say?
I'm perfectly happy to say that I don't know everything about topics like that. And I'm perfectly happy to admit that I used an LLM, which is a glorified Google search, to just give me a quick yes or no on something. It doesn't. Unlike you, I'm not insecure. I don't care.
Did you ask for the source?
What?
Did you ask for the sources?
What the heck is that? No.
Go on DeepSeek. It's better.
Oh, DeepSeek. Yeah,
it can actually read the papers from the archive.
Great. Anyways, now that you've conceded all life on the planet is related, and that's exactly what would happen if evolution is true, what the heck are we supposed to talk about now?
I haven't conceded to that.
Yes, you did.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm saying you just won't let me finish. So, I mean, we can just move on if you want, but unless you want to let me finish, then I mean.
Yeah, finish. All over the floor.
Reading off of ChatGPT. So yeah, convergent evolution happens when unrelated species face similar environmental pressures and independently evolve similar solutions. So a classical example.
Literally reading a DeepSeek script.
Dolphins. This isn't from DeepSeek.
Okay, turn your camera on.
I'm reading off of the papers.
Right, so you're reading a script. Okay. I was going to tell you to turn your camera on and then close your eyes, but
you admitted
it. This is
from evolution, education, and outreach. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
reading
read
a script, like I said.
Sometimes I get sources like from AI and stuff and just read from like the sources.
Convergent evolution is not having the same genes.
I never said that.
I know you didn't. Your argument about convergent evolution is not a counter response to all life on the planet shares genes.
I said sharks are fish and dolphins are mammals. They're not closely related, but they both evolve a streamlined body, so shape. So like, you know, dorsal fins or whatever, and similar coloration.
Assuming that evolution is true, tell me why all life on the planet shares genes. That's the job you actually have right now.
I'm saying this shows that while evolution doesn't create completely unrelated life forms, it can push distantly related organisms to independently develop.
It can't cause distantly related organisms to somehow miraculously evolve the exact same gene. You don't know the difference between genotype and phenotype.
Independently.
I told you this is what you were doing, and you said no.
You say that.
This is what you're doing. You don't know the difference between genotype and phenotype. You think that you can use those interchangeably as a rebuttal to universal common relatedness. You can't, okay? It doesn't work that way. Now, I get that you don't know it. I get that you don't understand it. Take it from the guy that does know. This isn't an argument. So, what is your explanation of the data? This is something you said earlier. We both have access to the same data. We're coming to different conclusions. Okay, then give me your model. Give me the model that describes and predicts how the data ends up looking the way it does. I have one. Give me yours.
What do you want? You want a model of evolution?
I just said, give me your model that explains why the data looks the way it does.
So, I mean, the best way I can try to explain it is the lines are, I'm trying to say, like, evolution describes a process of shared ancestry, but in a practical sense, the lines are often much more complex. And
you're literally reading a script. Matthew, goodbye.
I'm not.
Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.